الرحمن الرحيم صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله This lonely stranger wandering these dark alleys. By Allah, his fragrance reminds me of Ali. Do you know who he is? This is the messenger of Al-Hussein. The people of Kufa wrote many letters calling their imam to lead them. Abu Abdullah sent Muslim to see if they were sincere, but most of them didn't remain loyal. Why is this story important? Inshallah, we're not like the people of Kufa, calling our imam with our tongues, while our actions strike him like swords. Ya sahib al-zaman. Let's learn the lesson of loyalty from this stranger. Let's learn how to be loyal to the imam from this stranger. Deserted he was and left alone, so far from reach, so far from home. Yet his heart a single cry, a master like Hussein, every lover yearns to resemble his beloved. How much in your final moments you began to resemble Abu Abdullah. How does this stranger resemble his heart's beloved? It's related. In those final moments, Muslim is surrounded from every direction. It's related. In those final moments, Muslim's body is wounded. It's related. In those final moments, Muslim's tongue is dry from thirst. But there is one difference, O Muslim. La ilaha illallah. When he is taken to the rooftop of Darul Imarah, as he prepares to meet the beloved, his lips are engaged in this, in tasbih and istighfar. But O Muslim, O Muslim, would that you were there on the day of Ashura to see your beloved, as he is the Kaaba of swords and spears and arrows. Would that I could tell you, Muslim, in those final moments they allowed him to recite zikr, to recite tasbih. But the maqtal says something very painful. The maqtal says he was speaking to them. They didn't even allow him to finish his sentence. The sword met the holy neck while he was still speaking to them. Hussein.
Ya Hussein. Hussein. Kaaba.
Hussein tears my soul apart. Hussein, love and ease your night. Hussein. Hussein, Kaaba of my heart. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.